This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, another singing telegram from Orson. Now, we've recorded quite a few of these with the band, so if you emailed me, and there were hundreds, telling me who you wanted to get a message to, you might hear yours on Radio 1 in the next few days, all right, until Chris comes back next Monday. Right, this one came from Philippa off of Shrewsbury, who wanted to send a message to her friend Marcia. Now, this is not your normal one, really. Dear Scott, 5 years ago, I accidentally ran over my friend Marcia's cat. I was on my way to visit Marcia at her house, and it just ran out in front of me. It wasn't my fault. But instead of owning up, I told her I'd found it by the side of the road. That's bad. And for 5 years, I have not had the heart to tell her it was me. Please could Orson do it for me, you chicken. So we did it. This is what happened yesterday when Orson called Marcia to tell her the news through the medium of song.
You know what? It's never too late to sort of clear your conscience. And
I think the guilt is really getting to her now. It's been five long
just
years.
You keep that bottled up.
Yeah, okay.
And what better way to do it?
Exactly. What better way to confess that it was you who ran over your friend's cat than to get one of their favorite
bands? But this is a more challenging type of scenario.
Have you come up with something?
We have.
Okay. Now, this could go either way, I think. So let's give it a go, and let's give Marcia a call and break the terrible news.
Yeah, mind you, we're big animal lovers.
Oh, absolutely.
Completely.
We love animals.
Hello?
Hi there, Marcia?
Yeah?
Well, we got to break some news to Marcia.
We should tell her who this is.
Oh yeah, this is the guys from Orson.
Hey, this is Chris.
The band Orson.
Have you heard of us?
Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, Marcia, we actually are calling you for a very serious reason, and that is we are here to sing you a little song that is from your friend
Philippa.
Philippa
is who, yeah.
You know your Philippa?
Yeah.
Your
good friend.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this is from Philippa to you.
Okay.
Okay. Well. You guys ready?
Yep. 1, 2, 3.
Once in my car, I ran over your cat. His head went pop, and his body went splat. I'm sorry. Marcia, so sorry. Another instrumental break. That.
Oh, sorry, Marcia.
As you know,
so
really sorry.
Sorry.
Marcia?
Yeah.
Marcia, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Right, okay.
That was from your friend Philippa.
Right.
Because she's too scared to tell you that 5 years ago, she ran over your cat.
Right, okay.
did the head really go pop and the body go splat?
No. Hurt his leg a little bit, but otherwise, cat's fine.
Right, okay. Still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat's fine.
So, I know this is quite an odd thing to happen. Philippa was far too scared to tell you herself about this. So she got Orson to do it.
Oh, to be honest, I kind of had an inkling. I thought it might have been her, but
really,
it's fine. Yeah,
but you've never had a chat about it.
No, but no.
So you kind of knew it was her all the time.
I had a thought, but
Philippa just wants to know if you can find it in your heart to forgive her for that.
I think I can.
Excellent. Yeah. So you're okay about it.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Wicked.
Would they, and I have to tell you, they do not give us much time to come up with these things, so this was the best
that we could do.
No, I quite liked it. It was good.
I particularly enjoyed the instrumental break.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
See you later.
This is Radio 1. It's the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. Missy, get your freak on. Right, there really is no sport this morning, so thank you so much to everybody that has sent in their sporting story to Chopper on 81199. He's going to be glad of that later because he's got nothing to say.
It's really helping me. Honestly, the main story on the back of the Daily Mirror, Jose Mourinho's had a haircut. Honestly, that's how bad it is, so... These are really helping me.
Yeah. In fact, most of the sport will be made up with these this morning. So if you keep these coming in to 81199. 7:40 on Radio 1. I've got that Moose Tea and Dandy Warhols record coming out, which I bet you love, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It's got you all over it. Bit of Armin van Helden, bit of Franz Ferdinand coming up before 8 o'clock on Radio 1. Now, he was the person that was teaching me the ways of the World Cup over the past few weeks. 10-year-old football expert Lloyd. But you wanted to keep him on, so we have. And we've just generally been phoning up people at random and confusing them. So far, we called a cinema, we called a publisher with his new ideas for a book, which the publisher seems to have heard somewhere before, and also an exclusive restaurant with about 10 tables and no menu, just to see if we can get a table if you're 10. Today, Lloyd calls one of the most exclusive hotels in the world.
Good morning, reservations. This is Lacey.
Hello.
Hello.
I need to book a room.
Okay, I'll just check and see what I have here.
Do you have big rooms?
We do have some suites, yes. Just bear with me a moment here. I can tell you the size of them and when they're available.
With really big TVs?
Big TVs, yes. There's TVs in all the rooms. In some of the suites, there's two TVs.
Wicked.
You have to have an adult in the room. There has to be somebody of the age 18.
Don't worry. I've got a credit card here.
It would have to be your father, just because you're not 18. So it has to be an adult booking the reservation.
What sort of stuff can I get on room service?
They have a whole menu there.
So if I wanted a burger, you'd bring me one?
Definitely. The restaurant's open.
What if I wanted girls allowed to come to my room?
Girls allowed? In the room?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the room can only occupy up to three. So if they were staying the night, there'd only be allowed one. But if you wanted to go up and have a drink up in the room or something, that's fine also, like if they didn't stay the night.
Cool. My favorite one is Cheryl. Hubba hubba.
As long as you're not making any noise, like if there's a no-party policy at the hotel.
We stayed in a travel lodge once. It was really cool because it had a little chef right next to it.
Okay.
Is there a little chef near your hotel?
A little chef?
Yes.
Like a chef? Like someone that cooks?
Yeah. It's amazing.
We have a chef in the restaurant.
You get an Olympic breakfast. It's huge. But the baked beans make me fart.
No, I've never heard of that. I don't think we have it at the hotel.
Eggy farts.
Well, did you want to get your father to call back and book a reservation?
Okay.
All right, well, we're here 24 hours a day. You can call us anytime.
I'll take my custom elsewhere.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.